Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. What is up? What is up? All right. It has been a hot minute since I've recorded anything specifically for the podcast. I did release a couple of episodes over the summer that were recordings of a couple of workshops that I did inside of a private Facebook community, but I haven't recorded anything just specifically for the podcast for a bit. And I want to share with you the powerful lesson on why I haven't been publishing here for the last couple of months. I am releasing, as I'm releasing this episode, I'm releasing another episode along with it that's all value, right? So showing up and adding value. But I want to share this lesson that I learned in kind of taking a step back and reevaluating things, okay? So here's the deal. You are here for mental wellness, whether that's gut health or, you know, mood or energy or sleep or stress management or anything else along the lines of mental wellness. To me, the idea of mental wellness and really what you're here for is more confidence, more joy, a better ability to manage stress in a healthy way, right? Not only strategies to reduce stress, but ways to manage stress in a healthy way. Creativity, focus, basically like being able to feel your best, like the best version of you, even when, you know, life is throwing you some curveballs. That is mental wellness. That's what this podcast is for. It's really what I'm showing up and adding value and pouring into your life when you're taking time out of your day to put me into your headphones and we're here having this conversation. So here's the deal. Integrity is everything to me, okay? So to me, if I am not leading this message, you know, within my own, you know, life and really showing up in a way that feels authentic with what I'm talking about, with the ability to manage stress or laughter and creativity and joy and focus and all of these things, right? If I wasn't really leading and living into those values in my own life, I wouldn't feel like I was able to be showing up and acting in alignment with what I'm sharing with you, right? Just full transparency there. So I don't know about you, but the last couple of years have been stressful. And for me personally, you know, they have pushed me. I've grown, you know, so much, but they have pushed me and challenged me more than any other years in my life. And especially as a business owner and a mom and a wife and trying to find the balance in all of these different areas, I've never learned more about my mental wellness than I have in the last couple of years. But honestly, it's never been more challenging than it has been in the past couple of years. So we've made it through a pandemic, right? Which I think for some of us, you know, it had a very profound impact on our lives. And then for others, not so much, right? Other people, they maybe some areas were affected or other areas were affected, but I think we're kind of all across the board on the impact that, you know, we personally felt from the last couple of years. And I know for me, like my family, we felt it for sure. We started the pandemic with pandemic schooling, right? So back, if we think back, right, it seems like literally a lifetime ago in some ways, and yesterday in others. So if we look back to March of 2020, we started, everything got shut down, obviously. So we started pandemic schooling my then second grader. And with everything that kind of happened in the summer of 2020 and just the world being what it was, my husband and I made the decision that we were going to homeschool our girls. And, you know, I have a full-time business. I work from home. My husband is a business owner and he's able to, you know, make his own schedule. And so we thought, okay, we're going to do this. It's not going to be forever, but for our family, that's definitely what felt like the right thing to do at that time. And that's what we did for 2 years. So for 2.5 years, we did, you know, the pandemic schooling, and then 2 years, we homeschooled. And all in the while of running our businesses and growing our businesses, we homeschooled our littles and ended up adding in a surprise third child to our family. It was a lot. It was a lot of juggling and a lot of just figuring things out and Prioritizing and then reprioritizing and just all of the things. I literally have never been more stretched than I have been in the last couple of years. And on top of that, right, because life is always gonna life, and you have your own version of this. So if you're thinking back to like what the pandemic and what 2020 and 2021 and 2022 and all the changes, and you know, if you have kids, if they were in school, and you had all of the curveballs thrown of like the different, you know, rules and all the things, right? Or if you did decide to homeschool, or just if life just looked different over the last couple of years, like it's okay to say, like, that was stressful. That was challenging to get through. Like, wow, that taught me so much, just about myself and how I handle stress and what I do, you know, positively when I'm under stress and what I do negatively. And that's definitely what it did for our family. But yeah, you have your own version of this. And inevitably, even when, you know, we have all of these different like dynamics and things going on, like life is still going to, you know, life is gonna life. Like that's kind of the way that I look at it, is like life is gonna life. And so in the mix of everything just kind of around us that was happening, I also lost a grandpa in the first part of 2021, and then my stepdad was unexpectedly passed away in the end of 2021. So 2021 was an intense year with massive changes, right? And a lot of just curveballs, right? And lots of ups and downs, a lot of pressure, a lot of things to figure out, a lot of just family dynamics. And if you have ever, you know, experienced that in your family where you've lost somebody, and if you've lost somebody where it was, you know, I don't know if expected is the right word, but if it was a little more drawn out, or if it was something that was unexpected, or somebody that was old, or somebody that was younger, right? It doesn't matter where it is across the spectrum. Like yeah, you know, like if you've been through it, you know. If you haven't been through it yet, like you will eventually, and you'll know, because life is gonna life, right? And that's the thing, is that life is going to life. And while I do feel like I've been able to live through all of this stuff, through the pandemic, through homeschooling, through figuring all of these things out, through losing, you know, these two men that were really pivotal, and important in my life, right? Growing a business, being a mom, being a wife, like all these things, I feel like I've been able to do this mentally well. It has come with needing to constantly reassess. And then reassess again, and then reassess again my priorities and where I am putting my time and energy, and what things that I am saying yes to. Because every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else, right? And that is exactly why I set the podcast down for a season, right? This is something that I am so passionate about. I really value your time. You don't even understand how much I value your time and how much I know, like I want to, and I know, and I'm here to, you know, to share like incredible resources and knowledge and information and help you, really empower you to improve your life, right? Improve your mental wellness. And that really matters to me. But the thing is, if I'm not taking care of myself, right? And not just myself, but taking care of all of these other areas of my life to make sure that I have the bandwidth to be able to do this well, then it doesn't matter. It's not serving the purpose, right? So here's the lesson, okay? As much as it honestly felt hard, and there's so many things over the last couple of years that have felt hard and like that I've had to set down, or I've had to readjust what my expectations were, what my goals were, whatever. And sometimes, you know, if again, we're going to talk a lot about this in the podcast, and you're going to know why. But your mindset, your brain can tell you that this is failure, right? Having to set something down, having to take something that you really care about and go in a different direction for a season. Sometimes that does feel really hard and like it's failing, and all of these things. So that's definitely what it did feel like for me. But at the same time, I knew I would come back when the timing was right. Right. So what I did over the past couple of months, and really over the past year or so, is I spent time and energy deepening my knowledge base so that I could show up and serve you better. Right. Because I knew that I wanted to be pouring into this outlet and creating content here and developing a relationship and adding value for you, but it wasn't in the cards, right? So what I knew I could do to keep that fire burning, I guess, or to keep that passion alive and to really be able to show up when the time was right with excellence was to go and read more books and take more courses and coach more people and work on developing the skill set to really be able to serve you better. Because again, I knew I'd be back. I poured energy, honestly, into finding solutions to the quote unquote problems, right? The challenges in my own life that felt like they were taking my time and focus away from this part of my business, right? So finding solutions to be able to show up in the different areas of my life so that I could create more freedom, more balance, more space, more time, more energy, so that I can pour into this, right? So that took reassessing, reevaluating, just tweaking things and constant tweaking. That'll never change. But I had some things that I needed to figure out in some other areas so that I could have the bandwidth and the time to be able to do this well. And I went and did that, right? And I put in the work there because I knew I would be back, right? So sometimes you set one thing down, and it's not a set it down forever, but it's a set it down so that I can go take care of this thing over here so that I can come back and actually give the thing that I want to do the energy that it deserves, right? And I honestly learned again some really, really powerful skill sets and coaching models and just ways to pour into you and help you have transformation and breakthrough. And honestly, if I hadn't set this down and simplified and just put in the work that I've put in over the past, again, really past year, but past several months, I wouldn't be able to show up and be adding value in the way that I know that I can add value now, right? So I did that because I knew I would be back. All right. So when you're working towards a goal, whatever you're working towards in your life right now, you're a podcast listener. Like if you are taking time out of your life to listen to podcasts, you're goal oriented. There's no doubt in my mind about that, right? You're gonna have obstacles. Things are gonna show up. It's gonna be stressful. It's gonna be hard, right? On top of it, you're listening to a podcast about mental wellness and we're hanging out. You're trying to achieve your goals in a way that honors your health and your family and creates balance in your life, right? That allows you to be able to have joy and confidence and passion and manage your stress in a healthy way and not burn out, mentally and physically and all of these things, right? Hustle harder will never be the answer, right? Just grind more. Stay up later, go to bed or wake up earlier, right? That's never going to be the answer, ever. So here's the deal. Sometimes you have to slow down in order to be able to speed up. Not everyone needs this reminder right now, like, right? Some people do need to accelerate a little, but you may need it, okay? A pause isn't quitting or failing unless you decide to let it be. So I don't know what area of your life that this could apply to right now, but there's probably something that you're feeling some guilt. Maybe you're even feeling a little shame over not doing it at the level that you want or showing up in the way that you want to, but you've been doing a really freaking good job in some other areas that really matter, right? And so it's okay. Like when we have to pause on something that matters to us, it's not quitting or failing unless we decide to let it be. There are seasons for everything, right? And this pause for me was the best possible thing that I could have done to be able to live my life mentally well and learn the things that I can really be able to show up and pour into you, okay? And I know that if this is what it feels like in my life to reevaluate, reassess, slow down to speed up, pause on some things that matter, to be able to take care of some other things that matter, right? And restructure so that I can really have the energy and bandwidth to be able to do the things at the level that I want to do them, right? Or in the way that I want to do them. I know if that applies in my life, it probably applies in yours too, okay? So I don't know who that reminder is for. Maybe it's for you, maybe it's not. Hopefully it was. I'm excited to be back. And even more than that, I'm excited for the value that I am going to be able to be delivering right into your podcast app every Tuesday and every Thursday, plus some new ways that we can work together. So, as always, I appreciate your time. I value you. And I just, yeah, thank you for hanging out with me on this beautiful day. All right, see you on the next episode.
We know what gets measured gets improved, which is exactly why I want you to take the Happy Quiz. You can find the link in my show notes right up at the top. Click that link and it'll take you about 2 minutes to go through and answer a handful of questions about your routines, your habits, and how you feel on a day-to-day basis. At the end, you're going to get a unique score that's kind of like a snapshot of where you're at right now on the mental wellness continuum. Along with your happy score, you're also going to get some other action items that you can take to help you optimize that score and really start feeling your best. So go grab that link, take 2 minutes for yourself, get your happy score, and start taking action on feeling like the best version of you. You deserve it, friend.